Microphone check. Does my mic sound nice? Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. We focus on the real journey to being 1% better every damn day. It's About Damn Time. Jared Damn in the building. And if you either are new here, or it's because it may have been a little while because, you know, dude going through some things, let's go ahead and do it like this. It's About Damn Time with a podcast about self-discovering. It's my journey. I'm on my journey to be 1% better every damn day. And hopefully through my conversations, revelations, you too are inspired to be 1% better every damn day. You know what? It's about damn time that we talk about what support looks like, what support feels like, what support is, especially for people that are dealing with depression. And I know it's, we just got through with Mental Health Awareness Month in May. I'm very much aware of my mental health right now. Not great. And right now, I know we're in men's health month and men's mental health month. And yeah, June's a lot like May. But before we get into what support looks like, especially for people that are dealing with depression and anxiety and other mental health issues, or maybe stuff in general, we'll get to it. We'll see what we cover. But before we get into it, obviously, I got to set it up with a story, kind of tell you how we got here. And I have not been the most present here in these podcast streets over the last few weeks. And it's just, if you remember, not the past episode, which was recorded, you know, a couple of months earlier with Dominic. Shout out to Dominic. I know he's killing it right now with everything he's doing. But the episode before that kind of was like an impromptu, I'm going to just tell you how I'm feeling thing right there. Because it was mounted in frustration. Can't say that. Not only being frustrated about how life has been kicking my natural black ass over the last few months, but kind of also in general, just kind of frustrated with with people and situations. And, you know, some of that was probably on me trying to be a superhero to everybody. At the same time and not really dealing with my own, but also just needing the break. And I don't think people truly understand when you hit a wall like that, it ain't a break from a person. It ain't a break from a group of people. Like everything gives you anxiety and frustrates you and drains you by the thought of it. And I can't say over the last few weeks that I have gotten better, kind of isolating to myself. Things got pretty bad, but I'm better. But as we covered the last two episodes, healing is not linear. So I may have a day where, you know, look, I took a shower today and I put clean clothes on and I straightened my living room because it had stuff everywhere. And that's it for me for today. Or it might be a day where I'm going to edit this one thing, you know, and that's it. But, you know, I may not be able to return some phone calls yet. Maybe I can talk to one person at a time, or maybe two people in a day, and that's a wrap. And one of them, my mama. maybe one of them might be my kid. So it's like, that's all I got for the world. And everything else might be tuned out. And maybe I can text. And maybe I want to support you and your events. Shout out Jessica Wise, Audacity. Girl, if you're listening, I wanted to be at your six anniversary thing. Happy anniversary for Audacity. I thought about it all day. I thought about it the whole week and I had to test my temperament. It's one thing to just be and talk to somebody one-on-one, which is, you know, sometimes it's raining enough where I need a day or two. But, the whole thought of me being there with many people and having to have those interactions, I did get anxious. And I think that's the issue, like me learning that it's not linear. So, cause it's been like 2 months and I knew I was getting hyper fixated, you know, trying to maintain, cause I was doing extra stuff for the podcast. I'm doing way too much when it comes to friends with podcast consulting work. First of all, it wasn't even podcast consulting work. It was some people that were just like, hey, I offered to take a look at something like, you know, ChatGPT, and somebody told me I need to charge you for this. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, so I was bugging out completely with a lot of different things, stress as hell, still is. I can provide you an update with how things are going, but there's really no update. not in the world, still steady gig. I think it's what it was. I want to rehash episode from a few weeks ago, the episode before last. I don't want to rehash that, mostly because I don't remember what I said on it. That was one of those things where I just kind of just hit record and let's see what happens. I find I do that a lot. So I don't want to rehash it, but you know, obviously some people didn't like it. You know, I got scolded. I got eye roll. I got some things. And then some people, you know, looked at it as like, oh, yo, he's truly struggling. And they called and reached out. And whether you try to reach out through a DM or a text or a calls or like threatening to bang on my door or call the police to do a wellness check or something like that, whether any of those things, and whether I got to you or I couldn't get to you, I appreciate it. I appreciate caring enough to send that message, to make that phone call, to worry. And I don't want to make people worry, but I appreciate that. So that's one. And two, during this whole time frame, I got asked the question a lot, like, what do you need? Yeah, I get that question a lot. What do you need? How's your mental? What's going on? What can I help you with? And I don't want to speak for everybody who has depressive episodes, because I can't, because we all do things differently. And by golly, did I say by golly? By golly, I wanted to actually have at least one of my therapist friends on to kind of talk about this, but mentally I'm not ready to do a whole conversation yet. I'm working on it. So I want to kind of look at it from my perspective. And from my perspective, when someone asks you what kind of help you with or what kind of support you need, especially when you're in that state where you're like, the only energy I have is to muster about this much as far as will to live. Like that's all I got for you. I can't give you anything other than that. So when you're in that mode, it's not a whole lot you can tell a person. I can't be like, well, if you could do this for me, you don't know. And that's rough for people who care about you, that want to support you. Because, you know, you like, do I check in with him every day to let him know that he's loved and people care about him? Oh, that might annoy him. Do I check in with him every once in a while? Well, I sporadic. I don't know if he don't think that no one cares about him. Do I give him that tough love that, you know, sometimes he gives me? you know, because you've been in bed too long. Like my sister Siobhan, get your ass out of bed. Open them damn blinds up. Let some sunlight in there. Put some sun on your face.
Do you do that?
Sometimes they put some person, make them sink in a little further. Do you do a little Sinclair James and living single? Woo, 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 and just kind of just do that. Sometimes it's like, I just don't want to be bothered. I don't need all that. You know, it's, I wish that I could tell you it's a formula. So I'll tell you how it works with me. And I think that anybody, if you have anybody that's in your life that has these episodes that maybe have severe depression disorder, or maybe have crippling anxiety, or maybe it's not even extreme like that. Maybe it's, they're people pleasers and they don't even know what they want because they don't take the time to learn what they want or what they need. Or maybe they're workaholics that pour everything into what they're doing, as far as their jobs or their entrepreneurial endeavors. Or maybe they pour so much into their family that they don't really understand their wants and needs. Anybody that has that, and then when they maybe slip a little, when they maybe stumble, and you want to help them up and ask them, well, what support looks like? Do you want to just jerk you up? You want to stand over you? You kind of got to talk to the individual. You know what I mean? You kind of got to listen. And sometimes that person ain't gonna say a whole lot, because the times where people was getting me, the rare times where people were getting me, all I had to give them was, I'm so tired. I'm so fucking tired. And I was, like, mentally, I can't begin to tell you what I need, because I don't know what I need or what I want. And I want to do an episode with somebody on decision fatigue, because it's kind of like on those lines, like where you're so completely empty mentally and emotionally. You don't know what you just, I'm tired. And, you know, the last episode, me and Dominic talked about, you know, I was like binge watching The Blacklist and you know, eating ice cream in my bed, which that last season, god awful. Anyway, you know, he talked about PlayStation clinical hours. So for me, I need a disconnect from the world. And I think that's true for most people. We all differ in different ways on how we do it. Some take a trip. Some it's like just isolation and getting away. Maybe it's a log cabin. Maybe it's just heading somewhere and traveling or doing something. Some people it's a shopping trip. It's like whatever it is, just you need to disassociate from reality for a while. Not too much that you don't want to come back to reality, because obviously that can't happen, but enough where it's almost like charging the battery enough to get it from being in red, you know, get it right over that 20% line where now it's not red, and you and then you might figure out some stuff in going forward while you continue to recharge. For me, I think it's isolation, being alone, but it's also for me, it's watching distracting television, and it's comfort shows. So like right now, I am binge watching my second favorite sitcom of all time, Scrubs. I know, but I'm a Scrub person. And then on top of that, when I have to like not watch Scrubs, I'm binge listening to, you know, Fake Doctors, Real Friends podcast that was like the Scrubs rewatch thing that they started 5 years ago. And I listen to that, laughing out loud and talking to myself. Has it helped? Yeah. Not all the way back, but it helps enough where I said I get up on some days. Like I get up on some days and I just decide that, all right, I want to be productive. I want to do something where, you know, get my car emissions taken care of, get an oil change. Let's go down to the farmer's market. Now I might come back to this bed and start watching Scrubs again. Now, as far as interacting with people in my business and doing things like that, for me, I've always felt like it's always been a little easier doing stuff for other people because I don't want to disappoint people. Even now, and it's kind of hard to take an allotment of time for you, and you still kind of feel like you're disappointing people. But that just got to be the case. So where I do work for other people, like I've done some podcast work for others. Shout out to Dr. Fields. But I do that type of work. You know, I don't want to disappoint them. So, you know, that's that. Me, on the other hand, it's been many times I look at Monday night. And I'm like, well, I ain't got it in me. And tonight was almost one of these nights because I'm recording this on Monday to have out for today. I'm actually listening to this and I did not think I was going to make it. But yeah, it's step by step. It's a don't do too much type of thing. I have someone in my life that always says, honor the baby steps. And I don't do that too well. I don't, but I'm trying. So like, you know, like I put the last episode out on YouTube finally, because everybody's been asking about it, right? And I put it out on YouTube, but I knew I had to make like an intro and an outro for the show. And I did that. And I did that and I stopped. I closed the computer there. And I was like, that's all I got today. You know, some days it might be like, look, I took the dishes out of the sink and loaded them into the dishwasher and started the dishwasher. That's it. You know? And so that's the focus. You know, you kinda roll where you just honor the baby steps and celebrate those wins. And does it help to write them down? Yeah. Am I writing them down? I should. I should document, you know, those small baby steps, because a few weeks I couldn't do any of that. It was really bad. But what support looks like outside of that distraction for a little while to let that person recharge and allowing a person to do that. And outside of helping them honor the baby steps, celebrating those wins with them. Like, look, hey, look, my boy, you put some soap on your ass today. You know, like, all right. You know, I mean, baby steps. So celebrate the wins with them. But as far as that support, you got to kind of find that little thing in the middle, what works for them. Some people want to be checked on a lot. I don't want to be checked on a lot, but I want to be checked on. I'm a complex person. I want to be checked on, so I know that you care, but I don't want to be checked on a lot because I'm gonna feel guilty about it and I don't have the energy about it and I'm gonna feel bad. It's gonna stick me further. I'm a Taurus, so food always helps. You know, it's a reason why people not saying I'm dying. I'm not dying. I don't think that I'm dying, but you know, it's the reason why people, when somebody passed away and it's funeral and the repast, that people just send food. Like, food is the ultimate comfort, and you know, I appreciate the people who is like, hey, here's a plate. like it's because it's one less thing that I have to worry about. Like, I don't have to figure out food now. I can just lay in bed and watch Scrubs and eat. Which is fantastic. So, but it's about meeting, but mostly it's about meeting that person where they are and understanding and completely understanding that when you meet that person where they are, when you come back the next day, they might not be in the same spot. They may have progressed. They may have regressed. But understanding that healing is not linear. Mental and emotional healing is not linear. Don't make the person feel bad for it. Don't be like, well, you was just good yesterday, because the day that I recorded the episode before last, when I had a meltdown and I went off, the day before I had a great day. I was out in the sun. I went for walks. I cleaned up my apartment. I was like, I think I turned a corner, and like two or three things happened. By the time I woke up the next morning, I was hot. And whipped back down, and it took like another week and a half to get to this point where I'm able to record again and talk and not feel like I'm crying. So I'm not wearing the same shirt. Girl, think about it. That's wild. I did wash. It's a clean shirt. I swear to God, it's a clean shirt. Again, it's about, if you truly care about a person and you really want to support a person when they're going through some shit, meet them where they at. Don't tie your expectations on to what where they at. But if you see that they kind of stuck, they need a little nudge, just like, you know, maybe somebody, you know, maybe your little kids pushing the shopping cart, they can't get past the little rug, a little push. Hey, can you take a shower today? Hey, I know you ain't worked in a while. What have you taken a look at your bills? Or are you just letting everything fall apart? You know, just a little, a gentle nudge, a warm reminder. Not, I told you, it's not gonna really help. Because we all gonna get defensive, right? We're gonna get defensive, especially when we already are fighting for our lives. You're gonna get defensive, so. I think that's it. I think that's all I got for you. It ain't a whole lot to it. It's not like it's a ChatGPT outline here. Just some thoughts that I've been kind of kicking around. Thought about it in the shower because I bathed today. Mazel tov to me. And the only thing I can do is continue to try to push through and move forward. And I want to be all the way back. I pray to be all the way back. I pray to have learned lessons from before and find gainful employment where my bills are paid for consistently, where that stress doesn't weigh down on you, and you gotta figure out the rest of it. Where I'm at today may not be where I am next week, and I am learning that's okay. So if I was doing a damn challenge today, which I'm not, but let's say I was doing a damn challenge to you, I would encourage anybody that hears the sound of my voice that give that person some grace, because you have no fucking idea what's going inside their head. You have no fucking idea what they are dealing with mentally and what they are even considering doing. So just my thoughts, right or wrong, just what I'm feeling at the time, and that's what I'm feeling. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen, I will see you hopefully, possibly, next week. Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.